This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, were you using any of these sound bites during your 6 hours of morning radio on the mothership right here on WCC Radio, Monday and Tuesday? If not, why not?
What kind of sound bites?
I mean, all the things you're saying there that caused Dave and I to chuckle every Wednesday. You could have worked those in.
It's too early in the morning for that crowd, I think. Oh, my gosh.
You mean they have no sense of humor? Come on. Okay.
Yeah, no, I don't think I made any noises.
Oh, really?
I probably did.
No noises.
Uh-oh.
No.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Okay, what's going on in the background here?
Oh, Lord, why? Can you hear everything always?
Yes.
Okay.
I've got cameras and microphones at the house, too. I forgot to tell you that.
Jeez. Great.
Yeah.
That's great.
So far, it's been very dull. I got to be honest. Just you staying inside 23 hours a day.
Well, you know, I mean, wait, I don't know when that happened to me either, because I used to be fun. I used to want to do things. I used to go places. And now I'm like, meh, no thanks.
Trust me. I know someone who's asked you to go to happy hour like 18 times. I know this person. And you're like, maybe. I don't know. I got a thing, you know. Maury Povich is on, you know. I mean,
reruns of the Brady Bunch. I don't know.
It's Sally just... Jesse Raphael is on. Who is the guy? Morton Downey Jr.
Oh, you pulled that out of nowhere.
Yeah, exactly. He's smoking and just screaming at people. Maybe, okay, so you're back in next Monday and Tuesday, right?
Yes, in for Vineet.
Okay. I think Monday you come out as the hot talk, angry Rena. You know, people expect nice, kind, consider. Monday, you just start going after every text, just going after Jimmy, Steve. Just shock people, at least for 30 minutes, and see how people react.
Well, I will tell you, when I agreed to do this, I didn't realize that I had to do the newscast after Sunday Night Football. So I will be coming in on about 3 hours sleep.
Oh.
So we'll see how that goes.
Now, wait a second. Now, so you normally, you're not doing the Sunday Night News because you know your station has had Sunday Night Football for a while. I'd say, Dave, this would be a peck of an indictment if Rena just realized Care 11. Has the highest rated show on over-the-air TV. It still is, right? Nothing's even close, I think.
Sunday Night Football?
Yeah.
No, good question. I mean, it's usually live sports for sure.
Yeah, live sports. Okay, so who do we got? Do we know who we have? We don't have the Vikings because we got the Vikings at 8:30 a.m., which for my...
Dallas.
Who in Dallas? Packers in Dallas. So we got the Parsons rematch game. So that's... I guess like 7:20, 10:25. Then we do the on-field interview, which is normally dull and adds absolutely nothing. Then we get Chris, Mike, and the crew. You're going to start at around 1 a.m. I think 1 a.m. is about. So why don't you just come right here There's the green room.
Sleep in one of the bays.
Yeah. DeRusha, when he used to just be on with me on Thursdays, he sometimes would come over here and sleep on the couch in the green room. Just sleep right here.
Instead of going all the way home?
Yeah.
He would come in studio? He doesn't just phone it in like I do?
No, he would actually come in. We'd like, I mean, Dave, we'd like to see that effort, wouldn't we?
A little bit of dedication would be okay.
Now, minor point is work is, you know, 4 blocks from here. Your work's 10 minutes from here. You're not that far.
But it's usually in the middle of my work day. You don't want me to get fired now, do you?
No, of course not.
Wow.
No, no.
Wow. There was so much hesitation there.
Of course
not.
Wow. Of course not. Okay, what time do you normally arrive?
At work?
Yeah.
Like 10 to 6.
10? Wow. Okay. You know what this would be like? Taking a lunch break.
Driving all the way to downtown Minneapolis,
yeah.
Parking, making my way up to the studio.
Yeah. Did they give you a fob?
I do have a fob now.
Oh, impressive.
How about that?
Do you have an office?
Gosh, no.
Yeah.
I don't even know where the offices are.
A cubicle? I mean, how about a locker? They still have lockers back down that hall, don't they?
Do we?
I think they might. Brad, let's get Rena a locker.
Eh, a cubby. We don't want to give a lock on it. She'd never open it.
Well, then there's upstairs.
I've never been there.
I'm trying to think the last time I walked up this. I think Shaletta was just causing all sorts of trouble up there. So how about this? This will work out well. We'll take Shaletta's stuff down and put you in Shaletta's area. That'll work out fine for you.
Why would you do such a thing to me?
Exactly. That would not be good. Okay. I think you're way too hard on yourself. I think you sounded outstanding. We did talk about this for a while yesterday off air. Give me your impressions. What surprised you about just being a part of the show?
Well, Jimmy is phenomenal. He's kept me on track. You know, he's the pro. He's done it for, I don't know, 183 years now. And so that was nice because I did feel a little lost at times. But it's a constant. It's unlike when I filled in on 9 to noon, where it feels like things take a little bit longer. There's more space. This was kind of like, chippity-choppity, get going because traffic and weather's next. And so that part was, it felt more like a newscast to me. So I kind of enjoyed that part of it.
Yeah, the makeup of the morning show is so different than 93 and even so different from 3 to 6 because Jason has a little bit of what Vanita has. We keep going to traffic and weather because morning shows have done that forever. No dirty little secret. We make money on it. You know, and so it's harder to have longer segments. But then if you want to have that pace, if you want to go from topic to topic quickly, some of the guests are inclined to say, I only want to do 5-6 minutes. They don't want to do 12-14 minutes. Then it works that way. You know, but it is a completely different feel from 9 to 3. That is for sure.
Well, I just feel like on the later shows, I get sick of hearing myself talk. So I know everyone else is getting sick of hearing me talk. And no one wants my opinion on anything. So
that is not true. That is absolutely
totally true.
Dave,
I don't even care what I have to say.
Yeah. Dave, let's talk about the number of people who care about what Rena says. You go first.
Excuse me?
Yeah, you first.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like 10 names out of you, and then I'll chime in. Give me 10. I'll jot them down. 10 people who care about Rena's opinion.
My mom.
Does your daughter care about your opinion?
No. Good. 100% no.
No, we're in the same boat there.
That's not what I heard. I've heard that. Rena's 100% correct on that. None of my family cares about my opinion. So I'm not setting. I do, Rena. I'm the one person. That's
there
why I
go.
Want you to come out as just a flamethrower. What do you think about that idea? She just comes out as just going after all these Minnesota hardcore issues and cites her Pittsburgh upbringing to go after this.
Steel City.
It's in my veins. It's in my blood.
It is. It is it.
You can take the girl out of Pittsburgh, but you can't take the Pittsburgh out of the girl.
That could be a part of the open, too, right there. All right, let's pause right here. Other topics for our favorite WCCO radio employee, Rena Sargentopoulos. Right, you're an employee? I mean, if it's you or Adam, I mean, you give me a break. I'm picking you every single time. Maybe Rena needs to head over to Stretch Lab later today. Maybe she can sneak out of work. There's one not far away. I know that. Stretch Lab can help anybody depending upon your age, your health, your flexibility. You could have the 16-year-old cross-country runner who just runs and runs and runs. They go to one the dozen-plus Stretch Lab locations in town. They take that 50-minute session. They're still going to feel better. Also, the 67-year-old man or woman, doesn't matter, who sits on that chair over and over and over again and never gets up, they can help you. Trained professionalists will give you that evaluation, talk to you, how they'd work with Rena compared to me versus Dave, compared to Adam, all different. I've been going for 6 years. It's worth it. You're going to feel better. You're going to feel taller. And you're going to wonder when you can go again. Trust me. It helps me out on a regular basis. StretchLab.com.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave, with a little George Michael here.
Excuse me, this is Wham.
Wham, I know. I didn't want to disrespect Andrew Ridgely. Rena, pro or con on Wham or George Michael?
Pro, but I will tell you, my husband is like a super fan. Like when he passed away, I think he had a vigil somewhere in the house.
Still is a candle lit somewhere?
Probably.
Yeah. See, like right now, you're going to lunch. This is what you could do while you're coming down here. Maybe next Wednesday.
I'm going to lunch?
That's what I decided. Dave, you decided that too, didn't you?
I didn't decide that, but sure, I'm going to go with that.
Yeah.
What do you think she's getting?
Jimmy John's.
I was thinking Panera.
Well, I know. I mean, I know that area well. Love Pizza's right nearby, and it's fantastic. Jersey Indeed. Mike's, Lat 14.
No. Yes.
Brookview. Actually, Brookview has an underrated food set up there.
Really?
Yeah, they do. My ex, Kathleen, who you've met a couple times, doesn't live that far away. Maybe you're swinging over to have lunch with her?
Be nice.
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine the trouble she and I would get into?
Yeah, I don't really. That probably is not good for me. So, no, don't go there. Don't go there for lunch. Can I, I'm springing this on. Can I bring up a sad topic?
Sure.
You probably know what I'm going to say, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Because we haven't talked about this on air yet, and I still get text every time you're on talking about Baxter. So the floor is yours.
Well, I know we made lots of jokes about Baxter, but we had to put him down during the state fair. one of his little back legs stopped working, and I thought maybe he just had it, like, dislocated. So I made an appointment quickly, and just turned out there was nothing else they could do for him. And he was 15, and obviously he was having a hard time, so it was the right decision.
I am very sorry. You know that. You were incredibly kind to me when we lost Charlie. And I mentioned to Adam, I still miss Charlie, right? And so Baxter has been so essential. And you're 100% right. We had a little fun with it here. But I know how much you and your entire family just felt like Baxter was just with you guys. Just was always a part of it. And maybe needed a little anxiety help. Guess what? Sometimes I need a little anxiety help. Right. And so my best to you, that is, you made the right decision, though. We have to honor our dogs, even when it is the absolute worst.
Well, thank you for your kindness. I know, again, lots of jokes about poor little Baxter, and regardless of how he behaved here, he was still very much loved.
Well, that almost adds to it, right? You know, it adds to the memories that will stay with you, that are indelible with you, that they're funny. And sometimes the stories we have in life, when you're right in the middle of them, Dave, they're not that funny. You're like, please, I want this to end. But then when it's a week later or a month later or a year later and you're telling the story, Dave, it's funny. And I'm sure, you know, listen, tell everybody where you're at, too. It's like the three of us.
Yeah, my dog is edging up on about 15, we think, best guess. And, yeah, he's had his struggles the last couple of years. There's absolutely no doubt about it. So I know the time is coming. I hope it's not coming quickly. But I know it's there, and I know when it does, I'm going to be emotional, probably a bit of a wreck. And that's okay. And I'll tell the stories about when he was a good boy and when he was a terrible boy. Luckily, he's been much more of a good boy.
Yeah. And it tells us how much we love him, right? Or in your case, love him, you know? So I didn't want to bring it up. I know I've made you cry many times before. That's normally if we're together talking and you are crying because you're like, why am I really with this person?
Pity tears.
You know, I mean, I could be back at in the bunker at home and I'm with this guy for some reason. So I didn't bring it up for tears. I just brought it up because I think there's a lot of people out here who have enjoyed your stories about Baxter and we're just curious.
Well, thanks to everybody who chimed in on his adventures along the way.
You still have... What, about 74 other pets at the house? Is that what the number I'm at now?
That's accurate. That's accurate.
That is. Where
are you? At a chinchilla next week.
Oh, geez. Why not?
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Why not? I mean, how about an alligator? You know, they'd be good, right?
Sure. They don't get very big.
Are you on a work assignment now, or are you on a personal? We want to know where you're going right now.
I'm actually headed into work.
Oh. There we go.
I decided to sit in my driveway. They will not drive because every time I drive, you always tell me I'm in a wind tunnel.
Well, that's because you have four windows open and you're going 90 down the highway screaming, I'm Rena. You can't pull me over. So I don't think that's really allowed.
You know, my license plate says, too.
Exactly. All right. Have a great day. You were great the last 2 days. You will be next week, and we'll talk next week.
All right. Thanks, boys.
Our friend, Rena Sargentopoulos. I forget where Vanita is. She's on some great trip, so enjoy, Vanita. And that's why you're getting more of Hauser. By the way, we got Hauser today, too, because he wants to honor Stan Turner, who passed away a couple days ago. We want to honor Stan and talk other politics. Next hour, Arthur Kaplan on Trump, Tylenol, and autism.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at choosePrimavera.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.